Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dan Day, always here as we got the Jewish holiday today. So Woody's out with the kids. Don't worry. He ain't going to be relaxing around that house too much.
Hey, man, they got a pool. They'll be all right. That's one of the benefits of having a pool.
I got to tell you, those two boys got some energy.
Yeah.
He got some energy. I hear him in the background. I go, hey, what's going on? He goes, oh, just a normal day here, Joe. Just a normal day. No big deal. No big deal. So last night, the Lions just sent a little message to the league, went to Baltimore, got a nice win for themselves. 21-21 after three and pulled away. Boy, that offense. I don't know. You know, Ravens are super talented too. But I don't know if anybody has more offensive talent than the 1-2 punch they have at running back, the offensive line that they have, the two receivers.
The Ravens?
No, I'm talking about the Lions. And
oh, okay.
Lions are just loaded, and a pass-receiving tight end that's also a really good player.
I would argue to you, Baltimore's not that far off.
No. Hey, and I agree. And I thought they had a really good offensive line last night, boy. 7 sacks on Lamar. I can't remember. Usually, hey, and he's seen free blitzers, and he's made guys look stupid because he can run. He is still the greatest running quarterback in the history of this game. And
you put him ahead of Vic?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I do. I'm not saying he's as fast. Michael Vick was ridiculous from, you know, but nobody runs.
Okay.
Nobody, and he's going to go down with the most yards. I mean, he's crazy amount of yards. That he can go 1,000 every year if he wanted, but he's gotten smarter about his running.
You know what bothers me about Lamar Jackson every time I see him? I remember that offseason. It was, what was it, 2022, where he was a free agent.
Yep.
He was a franchised player.
Yep.
You had to give up 2 first round picks, and nobody made an offer. Nobody even met with him. Nobody had a conversation.
I heard two things. First of all, they thought they were being used, but second of all, I'm with you. I throw it out there. Because no matter what you say, he's throwing the ball better than ever in the pocket. He made some great throws.
At that time, Atlanta and Carolina did not have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Carolina goes and trades the equivalent of 2 first-round picks to go get the number one pick and select the quarterback they have now. Which
not,
is,
will never, ever in his life
Bryce
be in
Young.
The category.
Will
never be
and
Lamar.
And I'm thinking to myself, and I get it, Lamar, all this, you know, all this negativity about him – And his mom being his agent, and I do think it would benefit him if his mom wasn't his agent, because an agent would be able to work up conversations. An agent would be able to convince and sell a team, hey, this is the route you need to go. But Joe, for nobody to make an offer, the man even demanded a trade because the contract situation wasn't going. He pulled a Micah Parsons. And nobody made an offer. Not one offer, Joe.
I agree. Now, the only thing is, I mean, he's where he should be. I'm glad he stayed in Baltimore. They're the ones who've got to figure out, put a system that, look, at he's going to have the rest of his career. What they have playing with him, speaking of making sure you got an offensive line, and he's got an offense.
They know how to build a team.
If there's ever been a coordinator or a team, and I give the head coach credit for this and the GM, Ozzie Newsome, going back to Ozzie because he's an Ozzie Newsome guy.
He's still doing it.
One of the greatest general managers of all time, if not the best. They put a system in. They went from Joe Flacco, drop back Joe, who could throw it a country mile but couldn't run. And when they got rid of him, they put in a system for Lamar Jackson. And through the years, they've changed a little bit because Lamar's gotten a lot better in the pocket throwing through the years, to the point I don't think anybody's arguing anymore that he's one of the two or three best quarterbacks,
no question,
in the game. And I think because of Lamar, we're looking for more quarterbacks can take off and run when nothing's there. We got a record amount. This is the best running class of quarterbacks. Friggin' Daniel Jones run for 700 yards a few years ago, and he wasn't very good.
Everybody thinks that's the way, Joe. That's the way to the NFL to make you an elite quarterback. Scramble and run around.
I think we're going to
play with your chicken. Play with your head like a chicken that's been had its head cut off.
I think we're going to start seeing a lot less of the drop back quarterbacks that can't run. I really do. We're seeing it in college, and I just think it's going to even guys that are just drop back guys are making it a point to be running when they have to. And so we got this record amount this year. God only knows, man, the amount of yards, but you look, we got a lot of quarterbacks, 400 or 500 yards of running the ball. Just incredible. And I just think Lamar is really good. Looks like leader, and of course he's got to win the playoffs. He's already got two tough losses here to start the season. They had Buffalo. Oh my God, did they have him? And Josh Allen has a ridiculous fourth quarter, and they have the fumble, and that thing fell apart on them. And then last night, they're sitting there 21-21 after three. How many of these games in the NFL, when a season's over, you're going, man, how did you play late in a game? How did you play in the fourth quarter? And you find out a lot of teams lose a lot of close games. A lot of teams. And then you got guys like Mayfield and Josh Allen. They're finding ways, and Mahomes for years has been able to put together great drives. But you're going to have those games. And, and it's just Dolphins have come up short. The Jets can't figure out how to win. They're in the same boat. They got a new coach, new head coach, new everything there. And they're trying to figure out. By the way, I'm figuring we get their starting quarterback back from that concussion this week.
Let's hope so.
I would think he would be
back. Let's hope so. I'm not that worried. I would honestly be a little bit more worried if it was Tyrod Taylor.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because Justin just doesn't throw the ball.
He doesn't read the field.
No.
I think the scrambling element. It's cute. It's nice. It's great. But that's not going to beat you. You got
to. I got to tell you, remember that game when he was with Chicago?
I do.
He went for about $170 run. Every time we turned around, he was running down the sideline. How many years ago was that? Good God. That was 4 or 5 years ago.
That was 2023.
I don't know, but he hit his tight ends. He had a great game throwing to his tight ends and taking off running. And we just, he broke a record that day.
Mm-hmm.
Most yards by running for a quarterback. I don't know if it's been broken since that time, but just amazing. So we were talking about the Canes before, the Canes machine right now, and all the things going on. And great day for him the other day. End up getting a nice win. You're not sold though. That 26-7.
No, don't say I'm not sold. Here's what I'm saying. You're the number two ranked team in college football right now.
But does that really matter that they're ranked number two?
It does because you're now not the hunter.
Well, if you're undefeated, they're going to start going after you. But okay, you're right; the ranking does help.
You are the hunted now. But I would say the past 15 years, nobody looks at UM as a schedule because they're a name team. But nobody looks at you as a schedule and is like, oh man, I better tighten up my stuff this week. Yeah. Now they do. Now you got everybody's attention.
This is by far. I don't know if you're with me and Canes fans out there. They're working today or listening to us because you're bored. last 20 years, this best team they've had.
Yeah. It's a championship caliber team, or it should be a championship caliber team.
It has. You feel as good about the defense as you do the offense, if not better.
That offensive line, I would rival it with the Miami Dolphins offensive line. They could play in the NFL.
You know, somebody asked me what positions, and I said, well, left tackle, the Dolphins are better.
Yes, that's
center.
It. Center Dolphins
are
better. That's it. That's where the conversation ends. That
right tackle, right guard.
Clearly, I take UM. Right tackle, right guard, probably left guard, probably take UM.
Yeah,
they have a stud of a line.
Yeah,
and that's where it's all to me. That's the trenches are where it matters. And defensively, they got a stud of a line there too.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, Joe, they have a championship pedigree. They have the talent. I need to know if they have the coaching. I need to know if they have the desire. I need to know if they have the depth, because you're going to lose some players.
Yes.
And you can't have a massive drop-off. You can't go from...
You have a flat day on the road.
Yeah.
And you let... And they've had it. And it's fair. By the way, what you're saying is fair. I'm not mad. There's not a Canes fan out there that's going, you know, we have had... And they're going to be in a dogfight with one of these teams...
You got it.
Ed Reed and those guys had
Boston
a dogfight.
You're right.
Boston College.
You got to develop that killer instinct. You got to know when you got a guy down.
When you're not playing your best, you got to find a way to win.
That's true. But I'm talking about when you got a guy down on that mat, you got to know how to TKO him. And I don't know if this team, Notre Dame back in, they left Florida back in. They got to find and develop that killer instinct.
Man. I know after that game, and I heard everybody saying, "Well, Carson Beck, he didn't play well at all." But I got to tell you, 26-7, and you didn't play your best. Yeah. Now fourth quarter still counts.
Come on,
Omar.
Yeah,
quit. I mean, they ran it down their ass. I mean,
but they put you in situations going for fourth down that you were just short
field. That's part of the deal.
I understand that, but come on, let's not pretend like you didn't put yourself in. That was really a 14-7 game.
It was 26-7 game. What are you now? You're making those like that didn't count? Like, oh, well, you can't win, coach. We're not going to try as hard. They might have lost their heart a little bit because they were getting pounded.
You should have made them lose their heart in the first half. They should have came out in that third quarter and not have any hope. You gave them hope. And that's a dangerous thing.
See, just when I try to get aboard with you, you make it sound like those last two touchdowns had no meaning.
The first one did. The second one, come on, Joe. You're running up the score. Yeah, they couldn't stop you because they stopped fighting.
By the way, there ain't no running up scores anymore in college football.
You're right. You got to do what you got to do to make sure people know
it was 26-7. We covered the spread. Not that they care about spread, but we wanted to make sure we beat them by three scores, and we're good. All right, we're going to break here, man. You make it sound like the fourth quarter didn't matter. That was an ass whooping in that fourth quarter.
All you want to do is talk about the third quarter. Yeah, what happened in the third quarter? You forget about that, right?
I didn't forget about the point
where you let them in a game.
They got back in it. They had a nice drive, ran it right down their throat. They did. And then that was it. They said, party over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We're going to lose a few folks here this morning on the holiday, but we're here and we're going strong. School's out, right? I'm guessing
schools
are out today.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. My grandparents are getting their work out today.
All right.
Grandma and Grandpa, yeah, keeping up with that four-year-old.
Hey.
That's their highlight of their week, I swear.
Yeah.
They love. If there's somebody who loves my little my daughter, it's her grandpa. Grandpa gets everything.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
If there's some good to come out of all those things, it's always the grandkids of I got four of them now, and they're all personalities different and hilarious to watch them and listen to them and watch their parents with them.
It's funny because now that I'm older and I'm of this age, I get it now. My grandma, my dad's mom was the nicest woman. And you know when every kid looked forward, you know what Christmas gift every kid looked forward to opening?
What?
Grandma's gift. Because grandma got you what you wanted.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
I was like, I don't want this.
Yeah, it didn't
grandma,
matter.
What'd you get me?
It didn't matter what you. It didn't matter what you asked for. Grandma got you what you wanted, and that made her very popular.
I got news. I'm guessing my four kids are my four grandkids. Knowing the history of my ex and everybody, they're getting exactly what they want. They're doing just fine. And but I did. I had a full day, the rainy day there with me all day, and it was a lot of fun. I play Barbie doll. I'll tell you what, I haven't done the Barbie doll thing ever.
Okay.
And I did, or if I did with my daughters, probably a long time ago, but I did Barbie dolls for a good hour or two the other day. Never done that.
All right.
And they talk, and my granddaughter's talking to them and wanted me to play a certain role. And
Of course, you got to play the kid role.
Oh, my gosh, can I go to your school? You're so cool. I'd like to be your best friend. Oh, you can be my best friend. That went on for like, here I am on a guy's show and I'm talking about that.
I mean, these are showing
a different side of myself.
These are the highlights. Highlights of my life. If I get invited to a tea party, Joe, oh, I'm excited. Oh, the tea parties? Man, that's where it's at.
You know, you're going to be, I just thought of that one. All those birthday parties at the kids, you're going to be the guy showing up there.
Oh, I'm planning. I was at Cam Wolf's birthday, his daughter's birthday party last week, man. It was a princess party. We had some crowns.
There a lot of moms there?
Yeah. A lot of moms.
Just leave those moms on. That's all I Just leave those moms
alone. A lot of moms.
Cam, make sure he leaves those moms alone there. That's all.
The worst is when friends set you up, and, you know, when you're not anybody who sets me up, they got to know, hey.
So I got a theory on that. Watching all this, you're much better off swiping than listening to a friend try to set you up.
I don't know about that. Nah.
Not everybody now, because we have had recently, there has been in my life a success story, but I don't want to get into it.
The swipe is dangerous because you never know what you're getting.
But if not, it's okay. There's no what happened with the friend that set you up and the wife that set you up.
That's true. Man. Yeah. What happened there? What went wrong? Yeah.
I did. I set somebody up, and I'm not going to say who it was. What former? No. a guy that's been in my life a long time. I started to say former teammate.
And it went left.
So he went for the quick hit. They had drinks, and she went back to his house, or he went to her house, and he took it as, you know, we're older. Let's get going here a little bit. And they had a few drinks, and she was really offended and asked him to leave.
Okay.
And so, you know, now it comes back to my side. And like, hey, you hear what your friend did? No, what? I know they went out. And so, like, he tried to get in her pants the first night. I don't know how else to say it. And
you're supposed to try. If they invite you in, they got to put up the stop sign.
They better put up earlier. Like, oh, yeah. No, I'm good for the night.
No.
Enjoyed myself. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you invited me in or you decide to come over, I think
she apparently
it is
took
what it
as more conversation. I really enjoy talking to you, and I like to get to know more. And she probably had a little buzz working. He had a little buzz working. And,
yeah.
You know, the buzz talk is, for guys, a little buzz means I got a shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, this thing went on for a while, and I was like, hey, I don't want to hear about it. Somebody asked me to set him up.
You did.
If I had a friend, I set him up. I don't want to hear it. I'm not hearing any. I don't want to hear about it. I don't. But and I, that was my last time.
Yeah.
I won't do it again. Now, I had another friend set a friend up, and it was a home run.
That's great.
Together, it's great. They're doing great. Everything's fantastic. Can't say names. Can't give out names and numbers on everything. But, yeah, so mine didn't go well. These girls down here asked me. 101.5 set them up. Said, no, I'm not setting you guys up. I'm not even trying.
Then you're gonna hear about it.
Because I don't want to hear it, and we got to work together. And I want to hear about it every day.
Here's my thing. What are we being set up for? What is the expectation? Is the expectation?
Oh, you hope in the big picture.
What is the big picture?
That it ends up being a girlfriend or a boyfriend, I'm guessing, for most people.
All right. Okay.
You don't you disagree with that?
No. I mean, sometimes the big picture is marriage. Like, and I'm like, that,
like,
that
you've
is
been
off
to
the,
a couple. I get
that,
it.
That is, yeah.
That's not for everybody.
That is off the table.
But there are guys like to jump right back into another marriage.
I did it. I did it.
But you're not going for a three.
No, sir. I'm not doing the three-peat. No, thank you. But that's the thing.
I have just really turned off on setting people up. When somebody says, Joe, you must have some friends your age. I'd really be interested in, as long as they have their own money. And
hold on.
Like, no.
Okay, let me ask you this. What's supposed you're out in a group setting and there are two friends that are there and they find each other attractive and you give the dude the lowdown because you know the friend from your wife. And so you know the nitty gritty, like she's crazy, you know, or she's toxic, or she's got drama, or she, you know, do you give them the real, or you want them to just find out on her own?
No, I told him. He goes, yeah, I'm up for it. He said, you know, I'm not doing great on my own. I said, she looks good.
Mm-hmm.
She's divorced. She looks good. And what else did I say? She looks good. And, because, you know, first thing guys ask about what she look like.
Yeah.
She looks good.
Got first it. Thing women ask. Don't say it's just guys.
Well, I don't know. I'm not. But I said she got a great figure. And sure. I think she's limited on drama.
That's very important.
And that's all I did.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything else about her. Because I didn't know her that well.
Yeah. You had a scouting report from your wife. Come on. You knew something.
I got to tell you, for what I heard, I finally just said, I want to hear about it anymore. I'm done. And now I'm getting pissed off. Because I'd take it for a while.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't want to hear about it. That's my friend. And I want to hear about it. And by the way, if he played with me, he's really a friend. And those guys, there's enough. Okay.
They asked for it.
By the way, she said no. They won't see each other again. She said no. She blocked them.
Blocked? Damn, it was like a block situation.
Well, you know, she blocked them like in that night.
Oh,
she
okay,
them.
Block.
I went
okay,
back
okay,
originally
okay.
to the original block.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But that doesn't mean you don't try again, second date.
Then she's a fraud. If after that, making a big deal about it, if I find out she's walking down the street holding his hand again, be a little disappointing there, you know, after all that. But yeah, these and they can't wait to get home and start talking. Oh my God, you know what happened last night? I go, no, what happened? Well, you think guys call each other first thing in the morning?
Nope.
Or late at night, hey, you still awake?
How did it go?
Made her mad. No, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
He just went, okay, didn't work. Okay, goodbye. Next.
Yep.
Next. How's our boy Perk doing, man? What do we hear on Perk? Is he?
He's fine. No news, no drama. Perk still living a single life. Perk's gonna die single, which is cool. I mean,
what do you mean? He's just old school. He likes to
school.
I'm Perkins from the Sun Sentinel.
Listen, there's
he's
nothing,
busy. You guys are all busy. You don't have time to do
exactly. That. There is nothing wrong with being by yourself, and I'm just learning that right this 2025. And
is that the therapy stuff that we're talking about right now?
I probably need to go back. I put a little pause, little pin in the therapy, and you know, I'm doing all right. I'm just getting to a point where I like myself. I'm enjoying myself, and I'm focused on raising a child. Now, here's the problem.
Can we be talking like somewhere else about this? You're hitting me with all this stuff.
Here's the problem, though, Joe. When you do go out with somebody and you got great chemistry, but you just want to keep it casual, and they will insistent that
very few women want that, man. They want to jump all in.
Yep.
All in. What are we doing tomorrow? What are we doing tomorrow? I think I'm in love with you. Like, oh my God, what? And then what about the first time you tell them, oh, by the way, I'm not going to be able to do anything today. I've got my kids. Oh, my gosh. When you didn't say anything about, well, I didn't realize I was supposed to tell you. I didn't know you thought we were going to do something every day.
Yeah.
We went from 0 to 90 in like 2 seconds.
That is correct.
Might as well have a Ferrari, man, as fast as this thing went. Good God.
I just need to take things slow. And I've learned that about myself and be patient.
I got to see it to believe it with you, though. That's not your track record, man.
It is not my track record, but it's who I want to be moving forward.
All right.
Like, I don't want to be introducing my daughter to 6 billion women.
No, that's a good point.
Like,
I always wonder what that does to kids. Like, they see you constantly with.
I'm curious, too.
It's funny, like, oh. Daddy, who's this one?
Yeah, no.
This one looks a little different than the last one, huh? Damn, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Daddy, this is like the 7th girl you've been with.
I'm trying to be
better.
I'm
guessing, man, there's some psychologist out there going, brother, this isn't good.
I am so trying to be better, Joe.
I went to kids counseling, doomed to being a little dysfunctional a long time ago, and didn't have a lot of good things to say, but it was good. I mean, it was good to hear, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
I just don't want
you can
screw
do.
Up kids. Yeah.
Yeah, no, nobody does, man. It's never your point. I've screwed up enough, but not that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, I've become a tour apologist now, Joe.
So, a what?
Tour apologist.
Well, you have a little bit. I mean, you just don't blame them. You're one of these people that thinks just get more around them.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Of the reasons the Dolphins are 0-3, and I get it. Tua's got a lot of
turnovers. No. Just ask the question. Don't try to set me up a little sting off it.
Where does Tua rank in the reasons the Dolphins are
number 0-3? I told you that a week ago. Number one.
So you wouldn't even put defensive performance because are you getting what you expected from this defense?
No.
But it's still on Tua.
But there's some growing pains that I can live with because they're young guys and I think they're going to be good because I trust the coach. I trust the whole thing over there.
Do you trust the coach considering he's now got one of the worst defenses in the NFL?
I know. They're not playing well. I get it. Hey, the numbers don't lie, brother.
In terms of what my expectations were, this is nowhere.
What's the most important position in sports?
Quarterback.
Okay.
No question.
And by the way, I get it. Every time I say one thing, you can make an excuse. One thing about having two on this team, whatever it is, if you like them, you can go, that guy's got to make that comeback and make that catch. The offensive line, you try playing. There's some guys running for their life. They're pretty damn good. They're doing better than what he's doing.
You're correct.
It's just... I think something's like he's not throwing the ball like he did in 2023. And you can go, well, the offensive line back then gave him a little more time down the field to get the ball to guys, and we're ahead of everybody, and he needs a running game, and it's just like enough making excuses for the guy. He got his new contract. And by the way, once you got that new contract, you are no longer just a high first-round pick. Now you got paid to be a franchise quarterback. You got franchise quarterback money.
Okay.
And I just want to see more. And some of the plays he's making late in games and the last two, hell, he got two shots against New England. He's got to play better. Well, what about the blitz? He didn't pick it up. Well, he's got to play better. Got to keep the play alive. If you're outside the pocket, got to find a guy open.
Got to scramble and survive and not get a concussion.
So for me, it's number one.
Find the receiver downfield.
It's not even close. And by the way, there's a lot of other guys not playing well on this team.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely the expectations and the standard are set high. And I'm not changing what the expectations are because I expect him to be a top-shelf quarterback. And he has not played like a top-shelf quarterback, primarily because of the turnovers. But everybody's like, oh, the short passes and the dink and dunk. They've been doing that forever.
They've been doing a lot last year and this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely a lot more.
We didn't get Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle here to run a whole bunch of short stuff, did we?
No, you did not. Okay. And I do agree that you need to just chuck it to those players more often, covered or not. And you could do it, but Tua wants those completions. Tua wants those conversions. And there's got to be some balance in between.
All I know is I look at his weapons, and I'm not saying they had anything in common with last night's weapons and offensive line. I'm not putting those two teams we saw last night. But you're playing with Achan and now Ollie Gordon II, who's, man, I think we're all right about him in preseason, man. He needs to get some carries. We saw how – got some first downs last game, some strong running, and now you add Malik Washington coming into his own as another weapon, along with Tyreek and Waddle. I got another theory. I just think with those weapons, we should be better. Mm-hmm. Now the other thing I wanted to say about this thing that, you know, there's a lot of dogpiling going on Tyreek Hill right now. I think when I hear stuff like, oh, Tyreek, you can tell by the way, Tyreek Hill's going as hard as he can. He's trying to say the right things. He's aware every day of what happened this offseason, and people have had a gut full of it. So now we do a little dogpiling. He didn't ask to run a whole bunch of short routes in that last game. So when they're thrown to him, and I hear, well, you know, I don't know, it's Tyreek, there's something. Like, it's instead of blaming the guy throwing it or the guy calling the plays, which, although I like Mike's game plan last week, people now just, there's extra Tyreek. If you don't like him, you don't like him. I get it. If you think he's guilty of everything out there.
Same situation with Tua. Everybody's stuck in their position, and they're trying to justify their stance and their position.
Yes. I get it. That's part of this sports thing. Mm-hmm. I just think, hell, we've seen the best of him.
We have.
And by the way, God bless him, because the year he had the best of him, got a new contract out of it, had his coach jumping up and down, got to get him the contract. He openly admits it. Chris and the rest of them end up, somebody signed off on it from the top, obviously, and said, okay, if this is our guy, let's do it. So they're not giving up on him no matter what happens. That's their guy. They jumped in bed with Tua. The GM mm-hmm. jumped in bed. The front office jumped in bed. The coaching staff jumped in bed. Everybody jumped in bed. The owner jumped in bed. Everybody jumped in bed.
Yep.
With Tua. So, hey, let's get it fixed and go. You better. And nobody out there is going to want to hear about the old line. And nobody's going to want to hear about Larry Borum. Nobody's going to want to hear about Keon Smith. Nobody's going to want to hear about Brunskill. Nobody's going to want to hear about Cole Strange if he gets his chance. And, hey, next man up. That's this league. And, by the way, you know it. Everybody else, it's about a 53. You were one of the leaders, and we all agreed. One thing. This thing's about depth on your team. And you can't just play a season with 30 guys. Or 32 guys,
yeah.
A couple key backups on each side, and rotation guys. You got to play a season with 53, and probably a couple of guys on your practice squad are going to have to end up by the end of this thing, the way guys are dropping.
On offense, they're 23rd in total yards,
yeah,
24th in points.
Yeah.
From a defensive standpoint,
Seymour's
26th in total yards, and last in total points allowed. So,
even more.
Nothing's good.
We got more. We're giving more points than the Ravens.
Wow.
All right. Points a game. Damn.
Yes, 32.2. The Ravens. The Ravens are giving up 29 points.
Oh.
So yeah. My thing is your expectations for this defense. We just knew we had a top 10 defense.
I thought it was going to be better. I gave because of the work that Anthony Weaver did last year and what he did with that group. I thought, man. They're going to have a ton of sacks. They're going to have a lot of takeaways.
They got nothing. They got nothing right now. No strength. No strength on that defense.
Not good enough. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to, if you're all right, Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins podcast, A to Z Sports, going to join us. We'll talk to Kyle about all these things that you and I have been talking about. Top rookie so far for you. Top rookie before I go to break. Top rookie.
Not factoring in Ollie Gordon's one good game, I'm going to go with Jordan Phillips, and that doesn't mean he's actually playing well.
What happened to our number one pick?
It's a little bit too much for him right now.
Okay. Can't give up on him.
Can't give up on any of them.
Hey, they're going to get more comfortable. They'll learn all the tricks. They're going to learn, you know, conditioning. Can't take plays off. You know, you can't freelance when you want to, and your brain going – I know I'm supposed to do this, but I'm going to do this because I got a chance.
I see that play.
Yeah,
it's right there.
Right.
Well, I can just go make it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.